Hello and welcome to part one of the Take Back Your Health radio talk series with John Barron. In the next 20 minutes, you're going to learn how your health has been stolen from you and how you can take it back. You're also going to learn about the principles of the baseline of health, principles that can literally transform your life. So without further ado, let me introduce you to John Barron.
Hi everyone, let's cut to the chase. Your health has been stolen from you. This is not hype or exaggeration, but a simple statement of fact. And it's important that you understand this fact, because once you do, you have an option that didn't exist before. You can take your health back. First, you need to understand that we have some 700,000 doctors in the United States. Never in the history of the world has any other country had this many doctors, and never in the entire history of the world has any other country come close to spending as much as we do on health, conservatively $1 trillion a year. That's more than the gross national product of all but six countries in the entire world. This is a monstrous amount, but surely we receive value for this expenditure. And in fact, the media tells us that in 1900, the average life expectancy in America was just over 40 years, and that today it's just over 70. That's a 30-year increase in just the last 100 years. That's huge. That's worth every penny of that $1 trillion, if it were true. But as Benjamin Disraeli said, there are three kinds of lies in this world: lies, damn lies, and statistics. If you pull out the figures for infant mortality, the actual increase in life expectancy is only a year and a half. That's hardly worth $1 trillion a year. And we won't talk about the fact that the average person in the United States over the age of 65 is on 15 to 23 medications a day. Living that extra year and a half as a stoned-out zombie in a rest home. But at least we lead the world in life expectancy, don't we? Well, unfortunately not. Even though we spend $1 trillion a year, we trail all of Europe and Japan. And if you once again pull out infant mortality stats, we actually trail much of the third world. But we must lead the world in some aspect of health, and we do. We lead the world in deaths from heart disease, prostate cancer, breast cancer, colorectal cancer, and diabetes. And even though we spend $100 billion a year on cancer treatment and research, the overall survival rate for cancer patients is no better than it was 50 or 100 years ago. And it's getting worse. The incidence of diabetes in the United States has doubled in just the last 5 years. The number of Americans who suffer from asthma has risen by an astounding 75% in just the last 20 years. Breast cancer rates up 30% in just the last 15 years, and on and on and on. And now it's official. In the February 9th, 1994 issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association, the war on cancer was declared a failure. As they said, in all age groups, cancer incidence is increasing. Few new effective treatments have been devised for the most common cancers, end quote. And then there's what's probably the most shocking fact of all. The April 15th, 1998 Journal of the American Medical Association reported that there are more than 2 million negative drug reactions annually in the United States, and that more than 100,000 of those reactions are fatal. This makes prescription drugs the fourth leading cause of death in America. But the reality is actually far worse. First, these numbers only count drugs that are prescribed correctly and at the right dose. They do not include patients who are given the wrong drugs, who are given those drugs at the wrong dosage or in the wrong combination. And these numbers do not include the patients who have fatal reactions to the drugs, but whose deaths are mistakenly attributed to other causes. Nor do these numbers include the patients whose cause of death is deliberately obscured to protect the physicians and hospitals involved. Factor in all of these pieces to the puzzle, and you find that deaths from adverse reactions to drugs may number as high as 700,000 a year. Actually, the FDA estimates that only 1% of all adverse reactions are reported, which, if true, would make 700,000 a very conservative estimate. And finally, combine that 700,000 with the numbers of people who die from misdiagnosis, inappropriate treatment, or secondary infections received in hospitals, or just plain physician error, and the startling fact you're left with is going to your doctor just may be the single leading cause of death in the United States today. The bottom line is that your health has been stolen from you, and it's high time you took it back. Please understand, this is not an attack on medical doctors, the vast majority of whom are extremely competent, highly dedicated, and often even heroic. Nevertheless, it is important to realize that when it comes to the major diseases of our time, the modern medical paradigm of searching for magic bullets and managing symptoms with drugs has failed miserably. There has to be an alternative. And there is. In fact, there is a network of elite herbalists, holistic healers, and renegade medical doctors throughout the world performing miracles on a daily basis. The network is not only elite, It is also extremely difficult to penetrate because it is technically illegal to diagnose or treat people for major diseases unless you use the FDA-approved modalities, surgery, radiation, and chemo, often referred to as cutting, burning, and poisoning. Thousands of people throughout the world have come to these miracle doctors terminally ill, and thousands have left perfectly healthy. The bottom line is that I've learned in over 30 years of work with a number of these miracle doctors that the secret to health, the secret to all of the success that the great alternative healers share, is that they look to raise every inch of a person's baseline of health. If you do that, if you raise every system in the body, miracles happen. During the course of this series, I'm going to lay out for you exactly how you can do just that. I'm going to share with you those things that I've learned in my 30 years of working with, studying with, and sharing with these remarkable healers. By the time we're finished, you'll have everything you need to know in precise detail to optimize your own health and the health of those you know and love and to live a long and happy life. Now, one note before we begin. There are no guarantees here. All we're talking about is improving your odds. In the end, that's what it comes down to. Good health is really about playing the odds. For example, if you smoke cigarettes, there's no guarantee that you're not going to get sick and die. We've all heard stories of the man who smoked and drank like a fiend for 80 years, only to be shot to death by a jealous husband when the smoker was discovered in bed with the other man's 20-year-old wife. On the other hand, there's no question that your odds of having emphysema or lung cancer or having parts of your mouth, lips, and tongue surgically removed increase dramatically if you smoke. It's all a question of odds. Well, in the same way, if you follow the program I'm going to lay out for you, your odds of having good health and long life are significantly increased. Not guaranteed, but significantly increased. Oh, yes, and you're going to feel a whole lot better, have more energy, vitality, sexuality, youthfulness, and radiance in the process. So let's begin by laying out the principles of the baseline of health. Over the years, I've lectured to thousands of people, and thousands more have read my newsletters. And even though my message is always based on the same principle espoused by all of the miracle doctors, that the body is a holistic system and needs to be treated as such, after every lecture, after every newsletter is mailed, I nevertheless receive dozens and dozens of requests from people desperately looking for that miracle herb or supplement to cure themselves or their loved ones from some dreaded disease. The problem is that health doesn't work like that. The concept of the magic herb or supplement is a myth. Gulping down miracle herbs and miracle supplements or taking miracle drugs to treat disease just doesn't work. If it did, we wouldn't be having this discussion right now. Your doctor would already have given it to you. But don't despair. It doesn't matter. Everything you need to know is totally laid out for you in the Baseline of Health program. You see, getting rid of disease is not the big problem. Doctors do it all the time. The problem is making sure the disease doesn't return, something doctors don't do quite as well. And this is where the Baseline of Health program comes in. The program is the synthesis of all the best that's taught by today's miracle doctors. The program is designed to empower your own body to throw off illness and keep the illness from returning. Variations of this program have proved so effective that hundreds of thousands of people have experienced remarkable healings on it. But before we can understand the program that it's based on, we first have to understand what the baseline of health actually is. For the purposes of our discussion, we'll use a simple XY chart to represent the state of our health. Now see if you can visualize along with me as I describe the chart. First, you need to visualize the Y-axis. That's the one that runs up and down or top to bottom on the page. This axis represents the level of your health. The higher up on it you go, the better your health. The lower you go, the worse your health. Now the X-axis, that's the one that runs horizontal or left to right on the page. On that axis, we have all the systems and organs that affect our health. These actually number in the hundreds, if not thousands. But to keep things simple on the chart and easy for you to visualize, we'll just put three. We'll have the immune system, the circulatory system, and control of mutated cells in the body. For all these systems and organs, there are only three lines that we're concerned with. Imagine these lines running left to right, parallel to the X-axis, the first one about 1 inch up, above the X-axis, the second one 2 inches up, and the third one about 3 inches up. Let's start with that top or third line. That's the line of optimum health. In a perfect world, our personal health line would match the line of optimum health. In reality, that's not achievable. So what we try to do is keep everything as close to optimum health as possible. The second or middle line, that's the line of symptoms. As long as all our organs and systems function above this line, we have no problems. But the moment any part of our personal health line dips below the line of symptoms, problems begin to manifest. Now, sometimes the problems are so slight we don't notice them at first, such as the early warning signs of heart disease and cancer. But at a certain point, if the symptoms persist long enough, and if our personal health line dips below the line of symptoms far enough, we take notice. And finally, there's the lowest line, the line closest to the x-axis. That's the death line. If any part of your personal health line touches the death line, you die. Now let's take a look at this concept in action. As an example, we'll track the case history of Jim, an average American 40-year-old. Let's superimpose Jim's personal health line on this chart as we visualized it. When Jim was born, his line was an up and down line floating somewhere below the line of optimum health, but above the line of symptoms. In particular, let us note that Jim's line shows a noticeable dip towards the line of symptoms above the area of the x-axis that relates to his heart. In effect, Jim was born with a slight weakness, either genetic or as a result of his parents' lifestyle and environment, in his heart and circulatory system. Overall, though, let us note that at birth, Jim is in relatively good health and is symptom-free, as no point of the personal health line dips below the line of symptoms. Over the 40 years of his life, however, Jim has contributed to that weakness in his heart and circulatory system by consuming a diet high in hydrogenated oils and refined carbohydrates, a folic acid deficiency, a low pH, and heavy free radical damage, to the point where his personal health line has dipped below the line of symptoms in that crucial area that relates to his heart. Bingo. Symptoms. Let's say chest pain or shortness of breath. Jim goes to his doctor, who diagnoses significant blockage in his arteries and suggests that Jim needs to start thinking about bypass surgery or possibly angioplasty. Jim, however, wants to explore alternatives. A friend of Jim suggests he try an antioxidant supplement. Since the antioxidant addresses one of Jim's problems, free radical damage, Jim's personal health line once again rises above the line of symptoms, even if just by a little, and all of Jim's symptoms disappear. It's a miracle, he says. All of my symptoms are gone. I'm cured. If you have any heart problems or any health problems at all, you must try the supplement like I did. Jim's so excited, he signs up as a distributor in the antioxidant company and proceeds to sell his miracle cure to everyone he meets. One day, he talks to Mary, who also has heart problems. Like Jim, Mary, too, was born with a predilection to these heart problems, and like Jim, she's managed to exacerbate that problem through lifestyle choices, such as folic acid deficiency, low pH, and high stress, but not through free radical damage. Anyway, Jim convinces Mary to buy a supply of his miracle antioxidant, and as recommended by Jim, Mary starts gulping down handfuls of her daily dose. But remember, unlike Jim, Mary has very little free radical damage. Let's say she loves Mediterranean foods with real olive oil and red wine, two foods that over the years have mitigated any free radical damage she might have been exposed to. The net result is that Mary notices no change in her condition. Mary now proceeds to tell Jim that he's crazy. Whatever benefit he got from the antioxidant is purely a placebo effect. It's a waste of money. Of course, later on, when Mary has bypass surgery, she now tells everyone she knows the only treatment that really works. She's found the cure for heart disease and recommends it to all her friends. They do the same thing, go to the doctor and have surgery. It's worth noting that the antioxidant did, in fact, significantly improve the overall level of her personal health line. But since Mary didn't feel any difference because her line still dipped below the line of symptoms, she incorrectly assumed that she had received no benefit. The bottom line is that the same supplement used by two different people for the same condition produced two entirely different results. What does that mean? It means that gulping down miracle herbs and miracle supplements to treat disease is like trying to hit a clay pigeon in the sky with a 22 caliber rifle while blindfolded. The odds are very much against you. The secret to health, the secret to all of the success that the great alternative healers share, is that they look to raise every inch of a person's personal health line. If you do that, if you raise the entire line, the odds are in your favor. In fact, it's almost impossible to miss. Specifically, the body systems and topics that we're going to address throughout the rest of this talk series are 1, intestinal cleansing, detoxification, and rebuilding. Cleaning out the elimination channels is fundamental to any health-building program. 2, we're going to talk about probiotics, the intestinal bacteria, the beneficial bacteria that live in every inch of your intestinal tract. As a result of chlorinated, fluorinated, treated water, antibiotics, and pesticides in our food, we virtually eliminated an essential component of health and well-being. There can be no true health or relief from disease until you rebuild it. 3, enzymes. Modern man is the only animal that eats a diet almost entirely devoid of live enzymes. As a result, virtually every American has an enlarged pancreas by the time he or she is 40 and a significantly diminished life expectancy. 4, diet. Every cell, every system, every organ in our bodies is produced from the food we eat. Sorry, gang, but you can't make a healthy body from a diet predominantly comprised of potato chips and diet soda. 5, vitamins, minerals, and phytochemicals. Supplementation of some kind is now mandatory. But with so many products and companies pitching the next wonder supplement, how can you tell which is best? 6. Free radicals and antioxidants. Scientists now know that free radicals play a major role in the aging process, as well as in the onset of cancer, heart disease, stroke, arthritis, and possibly allergies and a host of other ailments. But which antioxidants work best for you? 7. Hormonal balance. Each and every day, we're exposed to thousands and thousands and thousands of chemicals, xenoestrogens that work to destroy the hormonal balance of our bodies with disastrous effects. Correcting these imbalances can save our health and our sanity. 8. Water. 53 million Americans unknowingly drink tap water that is polluted by feces, radiation, or other contaminants. Half of all Americans drink water that has been used at least once before. Don't think about that one too much. 9. Cleansing your liver and blood. Our liver is the primary filter of our body. Over time, we so abuse it and so overtax it that illness is the inevitable result. Our blood is filled with many impurities, including everything from an overabundance of artificial fats to toxic heavy metals. These must be removed for optimum health. 10. The immune system. In many ways, your immune system is the most awesome system in your body, easily rivaling your brain in terms of complexity, subtlety, and self-awareness. And yet, we seem to do everything in our power to destroy it. For example, just one can of soda pop can depress your immune system by some 50% for as long as 6 hours. There is no chance for good health or the elimination of disease until your immune system has been optimized. 11. It's the thought that kills. What we think and how we think does absolutely and unequivocally affect our health. Or as John Christopher was fond of saying, most people need a colonic between the ears. 12. Exercise. Exercise does everything from improving the health of the heart to building up your bones to speeding up the elimination of toxins from your body. The bottom line is you must move or die. And then in the last talk, once you've learned the hows, whys, and wherefores of health, we'll cut to the chase. I'll detail specific recommendations on what you can do to build your baseline of health day by day. I'll outline a step-by-step program based on all that has been learned from the Miracle Doctors and from over 30 years of my own work in cutting-edge nutritionals for optimizing your health and eliminating disease from your body. And that's it for now. In our next talk, we'll begin by taking a step-by-step look at how we can maximize our personal health line as we begin with a discussion of intestinal cleansing, detoxification, and rebuilding.